The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
You know how I have this whole belief that if I, you know, I know it's stupid and I know it's ridiculous.
What, your underwear thing?
Yeah, at least. Thanks.
What'd you do?
Thanks for thinking about my underwear.
2020 is going to be a good year.
Ah, there we go. So if I don't, when I'm getting undressed before I shower in the morning, I will kick my underwear with a foot.
Yeah.
And catch it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then toss it in the laundry hamper.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't do that, I'm cursed.
So what happened today?
No, it wasn't today. It was our very first day of vacation.
Yeah.
Tossed my underwear, slipped.
Slipped while you tossed?
So you're going to slip a lot more.
You're going to slip a lot more.
So I mean, it's just going to slip right into death.
You can't keep doing
you
this.
You can't. I mean, you got to just, you take a lot of risks on one foot.
You really do.
You better, you know. You're going to be bedridden.
As time goes on.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, I didn't fall and hurt myself, but then I didn't catch my underwear. And then I'm like, oh, no. First, about to start vacation, and I've cursed myself.
Yeah, that's no good.
No joke, like 30 seconds later,
yeah.
I slammed my fingers in the shower door.
Ow.
God damn. You know, it's like the blood under your fingernails
yeah.
kind of thing. I'm like, yay! Amber comes running in. I'm wet and in pain.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, didn't catch my underwear.
So it was all
right? She's
that.
Like, uh-oh. Yeah. She knows now. She used to question it, but now she knows. There's been too many connections.
Yeah. I used to be superstitious, like black cats like walking in front of me or whatever. Yeah. And I'd be like, well, that's not a good thing. Now I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, black cat.
Yeah. That's fine. Change it up. Let's go under a ladder together and break a mirror.
Yep.
So, I'm worried now. I'm like, uh-oh, we got to travel today and stuff's going on and I've just lost my underwear.
Yeah.
And so we get on the road in a rental car and this has never happened. The sunroof exploded.
Oh my God. Exploded. How far into your trip were you?
This is just when we just got in the car.
You just sat in the car.
Well, no, I mean, we're in the car.
Did you punch it? Did you punch it out of anger?
Did you? You're like, my goddamn underwear! Boom!
And then it exploded. Like, so, it exploded, huh? Like,
no, okay,
hey, James, like your controllers explode?
My controllers explode all the time.
I know.
I get killed in the game. Next thing you know, my controller explodes.
Exploded.
Parts everywhere.
It exploded.
No, that's not what happened here. Literally drive. So we went to the Rocky Mountains, right? That's where our little vacation took us to.
Oh, wow.
So as we're going, driving to there, and there was no mountains around us yet, so nothing could have fallen off a mountain. There were no cars around us. So nothing could have been kicked up and hit us.
Right.
It just shattered.
Did someone, like, shoot you guys?
From where?
I don't know. From the top of a mountain. Us.
Like a sniper?
Yeah, mountaintop sniper.
Rocky Mountain sniper.
Yeah. Rocky Mountain sniper.
You know the confusion when a sunroof explodes?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
And you're like, and then I see stuff flying behind the vehicle, because obviously it's the glasses now flying behind us. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah. So you had the, you know, the interior thing closed.
Thank God.
Okay.
Because otherwise all this glass would have been on top of us.
That's crazy. Right? Something must have bounced and hit the top. Like, how do they explode?
I don't know. The guy at the car, I mean, who knows? The guy at the mountain car rental.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I see that occasionally.
No, you don't.
Just, they shatter. Just
so
shatter
you're close
nowhere.
Enough you could turn around and go get a new car.
No.
Oh, that was your ride,
what
huh?
Else did
that
you
was.
Get? What did you do?
I was like, "F it, we're keeping going."
You kept going, huh?
So you really wanted to get to the Rocky Mountains.
He knew the underwear.
Yes. No, I thought, what am I going to do? So yeah. To be truthful, at this point, we were an hour and a half in. I'm like, I'm going to go an hour and a half back.
No. Uh-huh.
To the car rental place and then start again. No.
Feel the wind.
Yep.
Get the breeze.
So it made some noise and there was lots of shattering sounds.
Oh, man.
But I called the rental place and they're like, actually, we're closed today, so you're just going to have to deal with it.
Oh, my God.
Like at the place we were going, the car rental place there was shut down for the day. So, it's your car and it's got a big hole in it. So I'm just going to have to park it somewhere.
It didn't rain or anything.
Well, luckily the hotel had a couple of underground spots. So the guy was like, we're going to put this underground for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't, because it snowed where we were that night.
That's really bad luck because you are like sunshine, heat.
It's all Dave can do now. It's all Dave can do. Like he's just grasping at straws. He's grasping at,
where can we go? Rocky Mountain High. Yep. We're going Rocky Mountains. We're going to drive to the Rocky Mountains.
And then
it snows.
And then it's just not the same.
Yeah. So now, because of course I didn't get the insurance, my insurance has to speak to, although it's crazy. Like it's not like I caused an accident or it just shattered on me. But I have to pay for it.
Now it's a whole...
Yeah.
Now it's a whole claim.
You have to pay for it?
Yes.
Well, sure, because he smashed it.
Traveling's so annoying.
You got to go full Karen, bro.
Yeah, you're going to have to Karen it up.
Oh, the good thing is they gave me $100 off.
Well, that's
a nice deal. Well, that was a nice deal.
Right?
So it's through your insurance company?
So because I didn't...
Yeah, because you didn't take
I didn't take the insurance. My insurance covers rental cars, right?
Yeah, who does, yeah.
And, yeah, so I didn't take... The insurance is like $30 a day.
Yeah, I never do that either. But I always worry that it'll be a pain in the ass.
I've rented cars maybe like 150 times. It's never happened. Yeah. But this one time it did. So now I got to deal with that today. Even though I feel like it's not my fault. Like
what a crazy thing to happen. It's like you got hit by a meteor.
Bizarre. And I looked like there was nothing in there, unless whatever hit us blew off.
Oh, it might have hit and bounced away.
Yeah, but there was nothing, just shattered glass all over the place. So
I mean, and it's not just a little shattered. Like, that whole thing is gone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it's the whole thing's gone.
Yeah.
So,
again, lucky it was closed and it didn't shower down shreds of shards
of glass.
You just
kept going with vacation.
I just was I pulled over for a second. I'm like, F it, Amber! We're going to the mountains.
Okay, we're going. It's probably a little cold in there, but crank up the heat.
It's not sealed anymore. I didn't even think of that.
Wild. Shut up, kids! Shut up!
Aw.
No, the kids weren't with us.
Enjoy the Rocky Mountain High!
It was just us. But, it was just a weird start. And thankfully, after that, and then my one-day curse. It normally is just a one-day curse. I got to get through that one day.
Except for that snow. Did it snow, though?
No, and then it was like, by the time we left there, it was in the 80s. It'd be cold in the morning, but like up to the 80s by the end of the day.
Oh, that's good.
That's not bad.
I would have just pulled over, walked up on a mountain, and became...
Yeah, that's it.
He's a mountaineer.
Yeah, that's it. He raises birds now.
I raise birds in the mountains.
What happened? Oh, his sunroof broke.
Yeah,
sunroof
broke on vacation. 2020.
That was it.
That's it. Last I saw of him.
2020 is going to be a good year.
Wow, that woman. Little did she know. Someone said it could have been the air pressure change. Did you have the windows up?
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on, though. We've
all driven through the mountains with a sunroof, I believe.
Never had a sunroof in the mountains, but...
The only thing...
Reister's old Buick had one, and it survived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an old Buick.
Everyone's saying it's air pressure. But, I mean, then everyone's sunroof would shatter.
Exactly.
That's true.
They wouldn't sell a car with a sunroof. You wouldn't be able to rent a sunroof car knowing you're close to the Rocky Mountain. Like, hey, don't go up that one hill, eh? Because then you're, you go up that one, it just shatters, eh? Like, you can't. They're not going to do it.
I get what you're saying, and I thought that too, because we drove through, like, so when we got out in the rental car, it was pouring rain, and then the further we got up the mountains, it changed. It was like a little bit of sleet, and then it became like a wet flurry.
Yeah.
So it was definitely, and it was a 20-degree shift in temperature.
Oh. Yeah.
It was like 70 when we got in the car. It was 50 by the time we got to the mountains. But then I thought, it's not like it went from 70 to minus 20 or something. Nothing could explain it to me.
I saw lots of sunroofs when I was in the Rockies and nobody's was exploding or anything.
No. Were you like along the side of a mountain type of thing? Could a rock have fallen down?
That's what I thought at first, but there were no mountains in the part we were on the highway.
That's
messed up. Like, we weren't there yet.
Hmm.
It probably was just a stupid little rock. Like, they hit the front of my Jeep all the time and just destroy my Jeep all the time. But, you know, if one kicks up and just happens to have the right, you know, angle of attack and it hits the top of your vehicle. But man, oh man, that thing was gone.
Oh yeah, it was shattered. It was
gone.
Someone said, I work at one of the big three in the yard. Brand new cars off the line have the same thing happen. It's just bad tempered glass. Mm.
So it could have had, other people were saying, had a chip in it already, and then it could have just shattered. Who knows?
That's a crazy way to start.
But yeah, so now I got to deal with Alamo. Aww. I put that off. I'm like, I'll deal with that when I get home.
Yeah.
Now I got to call my insurance company and speak to the folks at Alamo. Yeah. About the shattered sunroof. So the other thing, and I know you guys always warn me about being too risky, but so we hiked a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's true what they say, and we've seen the videos of it. The bears are coming out.
Oh, you were hanging out with the bears.
Yeah, hanging out with the grizzlies.
So, and that's it. They weren't, they're grizzlies. Yep,
hanging out with the grizzlies.
They're grizzlies.
I told you, I wouldn't hike with grizzlies.
You shouldn't.
No. Nope.
So... we get to this is my first encounter. The guy at like the little parking structure before you can get into the hotel
watch
parking
out,
lot.
Your grizzlies might kill you,
dude. Like an Asian fella, and he wouldn't come out of his booth. Like he has to open, you know, come out and say, "Hey, who are you checking in?"
Yeah,
and then lift the little thing, and then you can drive through. Right?
Not today.
He wouldn't come out of his booth, and I'm like, first I waved,
and he was like, "Nope."
And then I waved with like both hands, and then I was like. Yeah. That was a great big grizzly bear. That was it. A great big grizzly bear. After like 2 minutes, he finally comes out and he has like a bunch of stuff in his hands. I'm like, hey, everything okay? He's like, no, there was a bear right there, like right by your car.
Oh. Can't the guy get like a sign that says bear? Like,
yeah, exactly. So he has bear spray in his hand.
Yeah.
And he's like looking.
He's like, come on, come on. Let's go. Enjoy a family vacation. Come on. A crazy bear attack.
He's dressed like someone from the Swiss Alps. He had like pants that stop here, yeah. Long socks, and the like the lederhosen look. And he's got like a hat on. I'm like, this is the weirdest scene. It's an Asian guy dressed like the Swiss Alps with bear spray. Looks like he's ready to piss himself at any moment.
It's because you didn't have a sunroof. They could probably smell. Oh, yeah, did you have any food? Your snacks in there?
Yeah, and Amber had jalapeno chips and stuff. I don't know.
That turns them on.
I can smell that from a mile away.
Grizzlies love jalapeno chips.
Yeah, they do.
That's their favorite.
No,
grizzlies are known. People have eaten jalapeno chips, and they'll eat them.
They're known for their love of spice.
Oh, they love gut-loaded prey.
So, yeah, he was terrified because he'd just seen a bear, and he had to call down to the parks department or whatever to let them know. Yeah, so he had his bear spray, and I was like, he was had his finger on it. I'm like, hey, dude,
he's ready. Man.
I know, but
well, grizzly, you got no time.
Spray me with bear spray,
dude.
I'm like telling him to be because he's trying to take my temperature.
Yeah.
With the bear spray, because he's got to do all that stuff too, right?
Man, hopefully, he doesn't hit the wrong trigger.
I know. Right? I'm like, excuse me, do you mind just putting that in the other hand? He's like, okay. Yeah, and then I thought, well, it's underwear day because, you know, the sunroof shattered, then I'm going to get bear spray on my face, and that's how this all going to go down.
So glad you didn't get attacked by a bear.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, well, but we did have to buy bear spray.
That's good.
Because on the hikes we were at, there was one I went out by myself in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
But no, it was just like around a lake. I didn't go right up into the mountain, but... There's a couple of times I heard a rustle. I was,
dude. Could you imagine if you had to actually spray a bear?
Can I tell you? I don't think they give a crap.
I don't think so.
I think it's just for you.
No, yeah, it's
like,
not.
Honestly, I think it's just for you.
I think it's for your own comfort.
I think if they decide they want that brain,
yeah,
then they get that brain.
Well, they
it'd be like, ow, my eyes are burning.
Yeah.
Kill you. And then be like, God, I got to go wash these.
The only thing that'll wash away this heat is human blood.
Yeah. Stick this in his stomach.
I wonder
rinse
if
it out.
Video using bear spray on a grizzly. Yeah. Apparently, it just.
Let's see.
Oh man.
Let's see.
Here's some video.
Oh, there's a cub. Here. Look that's at all these idiots.
That's a little bear.
Yeah, I know, but wait for Mama. Where's Mama? Because there's Mama, right?
Yeah, that's Mama with the cubs.
That looks like a brown bear to me too. I don't know. Look at these. Come on over here, Mildred. Come on, it's fine. It's a grizzly.
It's just so fascinating getting so close to them.
Jeez.
Oh, he threw some.
Park rangers threw stuff at them. That's how you do it. That's just not a grizzly
get them
bear.
To go. Well, it doesn't say grizzly bear.
Oh, okay. I thought it was grizzly.
Is this it? Look at this one. This one's coming. This one's huge.
Look at the size of that bear.
Aim for the face. But yeah, they gave us a whole lesson. on how to use it too.
Yeah,
it's powerful too. It doesn't like it's almost like a fire extinguisher.
Give a second shot. If first shot doesn't stop the bear,
if bear continues to charge,
empty the can,
leave the area. Look,
and they just what are they testing it on a poor brown bear, like a poor little black bear? Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. If it's all fired up, then there's probably not a lot the bear spray is going to do. That's what dog the
look
bounty
at this
hunter
guy up the
carries.
Tree. That guy.
Yeah, he does
tree.
For humans.
Mm-hmm. He carries bear spray for humans?
He did because he wasn't allowed to carry a gun because he was a felon, right?
Right.
Isn't it just like mace?
Yeah, but it's like super mace.
Mm-hmm. Super mace. Okay. It is. It's like super mace, but I don't know if a really angry grizzly wants you. I think it's just for your own.
Right.
We were going to go on a bike ride to a lake, but they said that morning someone saw a grizzly like up on two legs.
Yeah.
And we're like,
bike ride.
Let's get back.
That's got to be the worst way to see one. You're like, you're standing up. Oh, Jesus Christ. Boy.
Just like in the great outdoors.
Yep.
Look at that. Like 18 feet tall. It's a lot more terrifying than you'd expect. Hurry up and take the picture. Get that on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was glad we weren't those people.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because Amber, you know, Amber wants to see everything. She didn't want to see a bear, too.
Yeah.
Right? She was hoping to get a glimpse. I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Not seeing a bear, that means a bear's close to us.
We could see one on TV, you know?
Especially all the stories that we do every day.
Oh, yeah. Bears. So there's two places we wanted to go hike, and they literally shut down the whole roads around there because there'd been so many bear spottings. Like, it's because of, you know, they shut down for a couple of months completely. There was, like, not a lot of tourism or anything going on. So the bears were just like,
hey, all we can do whatever,
we can come out and about.
The pandemic's made the earth start to reclaim itself.
It is.
Like, seriously.
Slowly.
But, yeah, so no bear attacks.
And that's good.
Poor
that's
Asian
good.
Fella, that poor Asian fella just like...
That's his life, man.
He's in this tiny... That's that guard booth would not have sustained a grizzly attack, right?
How many times
It looked like it was made of plywood.
No.
It was probably like this material surrounding us
He's
here.
He's probably got a big bag of food he could just throw out to try and distract him. That'd be better. And throw out a half a lamb or something.
Yeah, throw a dozen Krispy Kreme out far away from the booth.
Oh my God, here, take a run!
Reggie's with us. Hi, Reggie. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
We went out west and we, we got bear spray like we're supposed to. But the guy who was selling it to us is like, hey, I know you know this, but this is bear spray. It's not like mosquito spray. Like, you don't put it on you to keep the bears away. Which means somebody out there, like, lined up the family and was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
Anti-bear spray.
Bear repellent.
Yeah.
It's been lined up.
There's a big difference.
First you, little Chucky. Yeah. Oh, God. Why is it burned down? Jesus Christ. Jesus H. Christ. Ouch. It's terrible decision.
You're like vomiting and everything.
You would.
It would be an unholy nightmare.
It's a horrible vacation.
All right, kids, line up.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
There's got to be morons who have sprayed themselves like... on purpose.
Oh, sure.
With bear spray.
Yeah.
Like for a video or whatnot.
I think people do stupid stuff with all kinds of sprays.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, they do.
Trying to see.
Oh, well, cops use the pepper spray, but.
Oh, this is the people where we were. They're talking about it. This is the place we were at here. Let's see.
These probably, they probably don't even work, eh? Good luck, eh? You're on your own, eh?
Biking, hiking, whether it is just
that guy is dead already.
Hour-long hike or multi-day backpacking hike, you should always have it readily available. Don't have it in your backpack. Have it on your belt.
Try and look as Canadian as possible, number one.
You're supposed to clip it on you, which scared me too. I thought I'm going to slip or I'm going to accidentally spray Amber with it, but you're not supposed to have it tucked away
because
you need to get it at any second. Yeah. Right? A lot to think about.
It is. There's a lot to bear spray.
It really is.
And then Amber made me do this one hike this day completely uphill. She sold it that like at the top, there's like this great lunch spot.
A lunch spot where you could like
eat. Well, like there's a restaurant up there?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow,
really?
That was my only motivation. She's like, oh, they got delicious pastries and all sorts of stuff. I'm like,
there's a secret pastry shop at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Canadian,
climate too.
Yeah, Canadian pastries. They try it. You know, when you're going to have a business, you try to really make it almost impossible to get there right. And just and have it up on top.
Our pastries are so good, you'll fight grizzly bears and climb out for them.
Yeah.
Was it there?
It was there, Lise.
It was. She so oversold it. I could see why she would want to go.
Well, because she just saw this one photo, okay?
But, I mean...
Yes, but...
Wasn't...
And they just got some cobbler.
There it is.
I kind of see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Totally see what you're saying. Yeah.
How long was that?
It's not worth that.
It was 2 hours up.
Oh, no. Two hours for that? Oh, definitely not worth it.
Hour and a half down.
No, thanks.
Uh-huh. I had to paint 4 ceilings on my vacation, and I'm so glad that I did that.
Oh my God, I know. Well, it's funny because, you know, my parents took me to the exact same place, but we did nothing like that. No. Like, it was just a Bryster style. You're going to see this place. There it is. Like, we did a lot of get out.
Yeah. Look.
Take it in. Take it in.
Get the hell back in the car, goddammit.
Oh, it's an incredible place. Yeah. Like, unbelievably beautiful. But this 7,000 feet up.
That's it.
The air is so thin up there.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd be like on an oxygen tank by the time I got to the tea house or whatever.
And there was like nowhere to sit. And
was it packed?
Well, like COVID rules.
So you can't really enjoy it.
And like the food was just like that. Just okay.
I mean,
I could have got much better on the ground than having to hike.
I think there's like a sushi restaurant or something that's really in an isolated part of Japan. And it's supposed to be like... the best sushi place ever, but it's like the same kind of thing.
You have to go on a
Frodo like adventure to
get
some goddamn fish.
Uncooked fish. Damn it.
I bet it's good.
I'm sure it is. I mean, if any place is in a remote spot but still successful,
it has to be good.
Right. It has to be good.
Yeah. What's the body count on the fat people that try to make it to these places?
I don't know. There's probably, honestly, this little tea place, there's probably a way to get there that Dave and Amber didn't, you know what I mean?
Like a lift?
Or like a, there's an no, old person
there,
bus.
Apparently, there's the only way to get there. Like, you have, there was no one out of shape there.
I was just about to ask. I knew there would be no one out of shape.
Like, you could not have done this hike.
Right.
Because it was all uphill.
Yeah.
The only people that want to do that are in shape people.
But then, like, in-shape people want to do that and then have a piece of pie? I don't know.
Well, because they've worked it off, right? Yeah. Any calories they're about to consume, they've worked up.
I'm right down here. Can you bring me down?
It'll be 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. I'm right down here.
4 hours is fine with me. That's only 2 hours of the pie, actually, being out into the elements.
I'll sit down here with 2 cans of bear spray and I'll wait for you.
Hey, what you doing in my booth?
I'm just in here waiting on some pie, fella.
Oh, okay, that sounds like a fun day.
Supposed to be the best.
There's grizzlies out there.
Yep, she's talked me into some weird stuff through the years. This was one of them for sure. Dan is with us. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your comment?
Thanks.
I'm a member at a local campground, and... We were sitting there one day, and then next thing you know, our eyes just started burning. Everyone started gagging. We heard all this commotion. About 40 yards away, there was a couple, you know, hillbilly guys camping out in a tent, and they were pretty drunk. And the sheriff started rolling into the campground. I guess one accused the other one of drinking his beer.
Oh, yeah.
And so the bear spray had to come out. He bear sprayed his buddy and his wife in there, you know, right there at the campground. We didn't know what was going on, but we were about 40 yards away, and we all just started gagging and coughing. It went airborne and just passed that far over, and then the sheriff had to come in there. There's probably about a good 50 people that were in the area that got hit by this stuff once they
released it. So wait, these 2 drunk rednecks fought with bear spray?
Yeah, well, because of it, he thought it was beer spray.
One of them thought his buddy drank his beer, his last beer, and they were that drunk that he bear sprayed him and his wife.
Jesus Christ.
My God.
What does even go over the police scanner during that? It's just like, we got a report of an alcoholic that apparently got a hold of some bear spray.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. I'm sure.
Sprayed an entire family.
Dude, we might have to kill him, eh? Got bear spray.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be. I don't want to be maced, but no.
If bear spray is much worse, I definitely don't
want it. Oh, I think it is.
Yep. It is. Well, the one dog uses is like a foam.
Oh, like sticks?
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That'd be worse, too.
Yeah, I know. And the dog doesn't always get it right.
No.
You know, no. He'll kick in the wrong door and foam
you
up.
Yeah, he will. He will. He's, he'll blast you.
He will.
Yep. And one of the weirdest parts about this trip, so we're, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and a bunch of people listen to the show.
Yeah.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Sure. In the middle of nowhere. The weirdest moment as Amber and I were walking, we thought we were pretty much alone hiking at one point, and I hear, "How's she going, eh?"
Like across the mountains, like a yodel.
A guy was climbing on the other side, and he's like, "Hey, love the show."
Wow, that's
weird.
Crazy.
So weird. Yeah. The concierge at the hotel was a listener. Like,
you pass a bear, he's got a Dave and Chuck the Freak shirt on.
Love the show.
Thanks.
Good, Dad, I'll spray you.
Yeah.
You'll spare me then?
Looking for a small Asian fella.
Although, I wish I could have taken a picture of the scared Asian security guard.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been awkward for him if you were like, can I snap a pic real quick though?
Hurry. But him in the booth looking with terrified.
Wow, my God.
And me, yeah. And yeah, dressed as a Swiss Alpsman. Yeah. Me just like going, honk, honk, come on. Like, what's taking you so long? I didn't realize his life was just, you know, in peril a couple of seconds ago.
He's always in peril. He's in a booth.
He's like, come on, get out of here. Service with a goddamn smile. I already lost a sunroof on this freaking trip. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
It's weird.
Grisory.
I did feel for him. Amber was like, why did you have to honk about it? We were sitting there for minutes. I thought he didn't see us. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, you just saw like nine bears behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. Had no idea. But just as we were pulling into the parking lot, then the parks department showed up. I don't know what they were going to do, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw rocks, apparently.
Apparently, they throw some rocks to get them to go back into the woods. But
yeah.
If you're going hiking or doing anything, be careful. The wildlife.
Yeah.
They're taking over.
Well, sure. Yeah.
You got to watch out for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This also happened during a game. This was yesterday. Arizona Cardinals, San Francisco 49ers game. Play-by-play announcer meant to call Jerick McKinnon, but said this instead.
Laura, thanks very much for yourself, Chris Circle Jerk McKinnon.
Called him Chris Circle Jerk McKinnon.
Announcers are losing it, huh?
That's not even close to Jerick.
Jerick.
Circle Jerk.
Give me that nickname, please. I'll take
There's
it.
James Circle Jerk.
You know
Campbell.
The thing about it? You got to earn it.
You got to earn it, then I don't want it.
Really, you got to earn it.
Take it that way, the easy way.
They dared him to like slide it in?
I don't know. That's nuts. Like, that's unlike anything I've ever.
I don't know. Looking at Jerick, I don't get Circle Jerk from that.
Yeah. No.
Laura, thanks very much for yourself, Chris Circle Jerk McKinnon.
He said it so clear, too. No. Circle Jerk.
He
so
got clear. At least. It's not like he, you know.
What?
No, but I'm just trying to understand like where he got the Circle Jerk from. Because I thought, oh, maybe he didn't say his first name. He was trying to. Nope. That's not it.
I think that's what he calls him.
Do you think that's his nickname for him?
That's what I think it is.
Circle Jerk McKinnon?
I think like they all know that's his nickname on the team.
It's
like
that's his
locker room and he either doesn't realize it, because who knows? I don't know who the heck that announcer even was.
He's no Joe Buck, that's for sure.
Nope.
But Circle Jerk is amazing. What a nickname. And you know what? If that wasn't your nickname, it is
it
now.
It is now, right?
It is now.
Yeah.
Like you... Circle Jerk.
You're Circle Jerk McKinnon.
Lord, thanks very much. We saw Chris Circle Jerk McKinnon.
He said it with gusto. Mm-hmm. He really sure did. Like that. I don't think that was a mistake.
Like he... Did he try and correct himself? He said Chris instead of Jerick. So he's like, Chris, it's Circle Jerk McKinnon.
He paused, though.
Did it somehow come out as Circle Jerk?
It sounds like he's specifically saying Circle yes. Jerk.
I know.
But his ear.
So, remember, Jerick's nickname is Circle Jerk McKinnon.
Right. But the thing is, he's obviously talking to some guy named Chris, right? So that's what's happened there. He's like, you saw Chris.
No, he says something, some other person's name. I think he goes to call him Chris instead of Jerick, and that's how it ended up, because he says Chris as Circle Jerk McKinnon.
I don't know what
it is. He says, listen.
Laura, thanks very much.
He says, like, Laura, thanks very much.
Yeah. Right?
And then.
Circle Jerk McKinnon. Inspiration.
And then goes on to talk about Jerick, but he says Chris instead of Jerick, and then change it goes in.
Unless he mispronounced, we're really breaking this down, but
yeah.
So he was saying something about a circle, and then he was like, tried to say Jerick,
yeah.
And it came out Jerick, and then he mashed it all together somehow because he's boozed up or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's boozed up.
Was Circle Jerk the guy that was circled at the beginning of the video? Is that what you're saying, Andy? Like, maybe the guy that circled, he's getting this.
Well, he's like, they're in the circle, Jerick McKinnon.
Lord, thanks very much. You saw Chris circle Jerick McKinnon.
They circle Jerick.
Oh, you saw Chris circle Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
That's it.
You saw Chris circle Jerick McKinnon. Yeah.
And if you listen, he says Jerick. If you listen real close.
Lord, thanks very much. You saw Chris circle Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah.
Jerick,
see, now I hear it. You saw Chris circle Jerick McKinnon.
Right? Yeah, so that's what it is. So he's talking to... Chris is his other dude in there. The guy with the teleprompter.
Yeah, or whoever. Or Chris is the graphics guy.
Whatever.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, we figured that out.
Yeah, we got to the bottom of Circle Jerk
mystery solved.
Oh, man. It's the old Circle Jerk conspiracy.
That was a close call.
Still a cool nickname.
Yeah, it really
is. If I was Jerick, I'd be like, call me Circle Jerk now.
It's James Circle Jerk
Campbell. That's right. I am the Circle Jerk Campbell. Who's ready to jerk in a circle?
Get the cracker.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Got to earn it.
All right. James sent me this fight. It was a Bellator contest between Raymond Daniels.
I didn't watch this yesterday.
Oh, my God, you guys. It was Raymond Daniels and Peter Stanenyk. The fight had to be stopped in the second round after two horrific kicks to the balls.
Horrific kicks.
Horrific. So Daniels is a decorated kickboxer. He's as dangerous as anyone on the feet. But the 40-year-old's aim was slightly off Friday night at Bellator 245. The fight was paused at the start of the second round when a spinning back kick landed.
You don't want that.
On Stanenyk's groin.
Uh-huh.
And the sounds he makes.
It's horrible. It's
the
horrific.
Sounds he makes.
I'm ready.
DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out for yourself. But this poor man. Here's a little taste of what happened here. He's just been kicked now. Listen to him.
Hey, what if this happens again?
That's the noises he's making.
He's not going to recover on this one.
Oh my god!
Let me hear it.
Spin kick. Pow.
So clear.
I know.
Squared him.
That was horrible. His leg was up. That was just. I feel
oh my right god, now. He's just lit. Okay, so.
John, as a fighter, I'm going to put my two cents in.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to say, if I'm a fighter, I've already
this poor guy still just moaning on the floor.
And I'm not going to continue. Hey, just as a fighter,
Well, I can tell you right now, and I have no conversations with Jay.
I think it hurt. Right No trainer is going up to help him.
No one is doing
like,
anything.
Go give him some spray or something.
Did not intend.
The guy's like, yeah, kick him in the nuts.
Damn right, I kicked his nuts off. I kicked his nuts square off.
So responsible for the 10 weeks that he throws. If Skidonik is able to come out of it,
Jason, so this was the second time.
Second time he got hit in the nuts
in the same fight.
Same fight, yes.
Oh my god! He just put your gloves away. Go on.
That guy that kicked him in the nuts. I think he needs. Yeah, you're too old to fight now.
Oh my god!
Control the spinning kicks, Chuck Norris.
Hit that spinning kick. Squared him so bad.
The secret weapon: the spinning kick to the nuts.
Oh man!
Yeah, that's a like fatality.
His moans.
He grown man's cries of agony.
I've never heard someone.
Well,
moan
we heard
that
a
way.
Minute and 12 seconds of him moaning and groaning, but that was not done.
No.
Hey, what if this happens again?
Oh my god!
He's not gonna recover on this one.
That's kind of how I sounded when I called 911 when I put the paraplegic in the house.
Oh my god. He was pleading to the Lord above.
He was. Like, you just wish someone could have come up and just knocked you right out. Like, just
right now.
It's not very attractive
John
to see
a
man
fighter, I'm
crying.
No, I'm making
some
money.
Oh my god! In his little shorts.
little shorts. Oh, and he got me right in the little shorts.
It's not how I want anyone to see.
No.
This was not an intentional blow.
Oh, he's like
Daniels was throwing.
Jesus. That's not a good way to.
Oh, he's like in the happy baby position, whatever you call it. Just he's trying to get his nuts back out of his body.
The air cools off or something.
Yeah, I kicked his nuts
into next week. I'll kick his nuts again. Stay down, bitch.
So if he cannot go on, then this would end up being a no contest. But you could, you know, Pete Stanonik was in this fight. He's fighting hard. He's going to try
to get terrible.
This is
the happy baby pose.
I know, Lisa.
In front of everyone, he couldn't leave. He couldn't move.
There's nothing you can do at that point.
Oh,
see, he kept him full foot.
Like the full bottom of his foot.
God, we got to hit both nuts.
Oh, you guys.
Nobody was spared of that kick.
Nope.
You have to go check this out for yourself. I mean, you will grimace in pain, but just hearing the noises this man makes, unlike any...
Is that against the rules?
Yes.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this, so that's why
you can't do that.
You cannot kick in the nuts.
No.
That was so
cool.
Oh my god.
That was just
sweet.
Oh my god.
John, as a fighter, I'm going to put my two cents.
Wait, we
in.
Interrupt this for some breaking news.
Yeah.
We've got some breaking news. Jason the Jew at the breaking news desk. Jason, you have some interesting reports.
Yeah, after some research, the news is in that he might be losing his nuts.
Both of them.
Stop.
He did catch the nuts right off him.
Somebody got the nuts kicked right off.
Someone got their nuts kicked
off.
Stop
it, Jason. Confirm this.
They said he might be losing his nuts. I got a couple news sites that are saying that they might be gone.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, you know, like, so in baseball, there was, you know, you used to be able to just as a coach go out and the pitcher would, like, warm up and you'd have to catch for him. Well, they banned it in this one league because one of these guys, a dad, took one off the nuts. And I think it killed both of his nuts.
Oh, my God.
And so they're like, he sued them or whatnot.
Yeah,
but,
he may lose his testicles.
Well. Now, are they saying that, like, just for humor?
No,
because it does look like he did lose them.
No, it said he was rushed to the hospital after the fight.
Wow, he may end up losing.
Yes.
That they might be gone.
His testicles were injured. The fighter may end up losing his testicles.
Kicked to smithereens. It's crazy.
You guys were fortunate.
Oh, God, I can't listen to his cries. That's a man with crushed nuts.
He's not going to recover on this one.
No, he's not.
Does he automatically win? He should just win.
No, it's a no contest. It's a no contest.
You're going to get a no ball award?
It's like you didn't even fight. It's like you didn't even fight.
That was horrible. His leg was up. That was just, I feel right now.
Well, that's going to make boxing have a resurgence.
John is a fighter.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, if I'm a fighter, I've already basically been dropped twice in training, and I'm not going to continue. Hey, just as a fighter, it's a business decision.
Well, this is a man with crushed nuts. Now you know. I mean, like, of course he's going to make those. It's not even.
I'm surprised he didn't throw up.
I know. I was thinking that, too. I'm sure he wanted to.
Yeah.
You're listening to the sounds of a man who just got his nuts kicked off.
Yep.
The poor guy.
Look me in the eyes, bitch. I'll kick your nuts right off. That's what he's... That other guy, it's like, you want to mess with me? Kick your nuts off.
Well, it's like he did happy baby pose in front of him.
Yeah.
He's got crushed nuts, and then the news comes out that he's losing his balls.
I don't know either. I felt his nuts squish on my foot. I knew I had killed him.
Yeah, Raymond Daniels, that guy who kicked him, said he feels horrible. He said, I hope he's okay. Obviously, I never meant to hit anyone as far as low blows. Whenever I knock someone out or down, I hope they're okay. So I definitely hope he's fine.
He's not
how I wanted this fight to go.
I think they should use one of those like predator log traps to like, squish his nuts.
Oh, like it's like a tit for tat, yeah, eye for an eye.
Guys, look, all right, I'm going to cut the rope now.
The predator trap might be more humane than what he just went through.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Oh. Man, that poor, poor bastard. I've never heard a grown man make those noises. Have you?
No, I've also never seen a grown man get his nuts kicked square off.
Yeah, square off. Yeah. You know, squish nuts.
Yeah.
He kicked himself into oblivion.
Yep.
Oblivion.
Raymond Daniels, the guy who did the kicking, said that his foot is pretty big and covers a lot of ground.
Sure.
It's my big foot. Yeah. My foot's too big to fight.
I mean, I don't care how big your foot was. You kicked him square in the nuts.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with his
aim. It was like you... It's like he aimed for his nuts.
It's that first one that gets me.
I would love to know.
It's that first, oh my God, that gets me every time.
When he goes, oh my God.
Crawling away. It's a tough watch.
If you've ever seen what a spinning back kick like this does to a heavy bag.
Just look at that, the force he was coming in with.
Like, it'll kick a heavy bag and knock just sound shove it.
Yeah.
Oh. That was so clear.
I don't understand this court at all.
It's never sweet, has. But
you do.
That was just, I feel right now.
I always feel like it's like that's the one thing you can do. Like when that's your job.
People obviously love it. But
it's like you're a fighter.
You're born to fight.
You're born to fight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What did a Florida woman learn that you can't do in a sex toy store?
Test them?
That's it.
Test them?
That's it.
Give them a test?
You can't take them for a spin.
After taking a sex toy from a shelf at a Florida adult novelty store.
It does feel nice.
I'm glad you tried it out.
A woman removed all of her clothes. Wow. And began using the pink colored device inside her business.
Mm. And the business, I guess.
Inside the business and inside her business.
All the business.
All the businesses were inside them. A Fort Pierce cop was dispatched to the Lion's Den Adult Superstore in reference to some sort of disturbance.
Okay.
En route, a dispatcher noted, we got a female there with a purple shirt and no pants.
Oh, purple shirt and no pants.
Yeah, they probably got a code for
description.
That.
Description.
I got a code 12.
I love
code
the code
12. That's a purple shirt, no pants. Got a purple porky pig.
Before the officer entered Lion's Den, a worker explained that the masturbating suspect had removed a sex toy from the packaging on the shelf and was now completely nude. She had removed her purple shirt too.
Ah, yes.
Gotta get comfortable.
Of course you do.
The woman disappeared into a stock room with the sex toy when she saw the officer pull up.
Oops.
ma'am. Although, when the officer entered the stockroom,
I'm not going to stop just because you're here, copy.
The officer found 36-year-old Teresa Stanley sitting in an office chair.
How you doing?
With her feet up on the table.
Jeez, that's real. You're going to flip over in that chair, really hurt yourself.
With a pink-colored penis in her hand.
Ah.
Using the device to pleasure herself.
Oh, geez. I need some help.
I'm about to tase you.
Put the cuffs on me.
Put that purple shirt back on you.
When she noticed the cop,
mm-hmm.
she raised her hands in the air, and the pink penis dropped to the ground.
Okay, so it shot out?
Yeah.
Fell. Very cool.
I was holding it in. It's pretty loose. Pretty loose.
They don't teach you that in cop school, I tell you that much. Some things you're not ready for.
Yeah.
Teresa Stanley was arrested for theft and indecent exposure, both misdemeanors. After being read her rights, Stanley declined to speak with the officer.
I probably shouldn't say much.
I appreciate that.
You saw what you saw.
I did, very much, and so did the body cam.
She was booked into the St. Lucie County Jail. She's being held in lieu of $1,500 bond. Her rap sheet includes convictions for soliciting prostitution. She was charged earlier this year with grand theft auto as well.
I've been up to some stuff.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a car stealing prostitute.
You are.
I believe Jason put her mugshot up on the website a few days ago. You can go check that out. Just scroll back.
Oh, my God. She looks like Greg Allman.
He's a man.
Lady looks like a dude.
Looks like Matt Riddle from WWE. Yeah.
The Bro Stallion.
Yeah.
That is so manly.
Mm-hmm. I think...
What? You think what, Chuck? You think it was?
Well, you know, these are times where you gotta, you know...
These are different times.
These are different times. And
well,
I think
if she was a he, she got all her parts changed up because she was putting stuff inside her vagina.
She's so excited.
And that she doesn't look like someone who had the money to get one.
Oh, if she did get a brand new vagina. Try this puppy out.
You would. I'd try it out. I'd try it out right away.
Okay. Gotta go break it in.
Yep. You're right. I think this just might be unfortunate.
The person working at the Lion's Den or whatever was just like, oh my God.
A rough day.
Oh, she's going in the stock room with that dildo.
Okay, let me ask this. That's got to have happened before.
If there's
anyone working who has worked at an adult store, someone must have taken stuff for a test drive. I'm sure crazy things happen if you work in a sex shop.
Well, buckle up.
Yeah.
If you've worked in a sex store, has anyone taken the products for a test drive? This can't be the first lady to do it.
No.
1-855-954-6969, toll free. All you folks working down there in the Florida sex shops, I'm sure you got some
Florida
tales.
Sex shops.
1-855-954-6969 or text 46969.
She looks like... Who's the Russian guy from Rocky?
Oh, Dolph Lundgren.
She looks Drago. Like a... Yeah, Drago. Dolph.
Yes, like her Dolph's brother, Rolf.
Yes.
It's Rolf Lundgren.
Has
Rolf Lundgren.
Fallen on troubled times.
Yes.
Hasn't had
the
a
less
hair
successful
dye.
Lundgren brother.
Like yes. The bad guy in Die Hard that was hanging by his neck who comes back at the end.
That's what
looks like him.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you made that photo black and white, it would look like an old-timey cowboy photo.
All of these.
With Billy the Kid.
Like Billy the Kid's gang.
Yep.
All of this is true.
She is wild.
We've seen it.
Yeah, she's got a look to her.
Yeah.
That's quite different.
Man.
If there's any other photos. She's got to be.
I'm going to say, is there a way to look up past mugshots if she's got like a GTA charge and other things?
I like this first comment. Beauty is only skin deep, but ugly goes right to the bone.
Yep.
It does.
Yeah, she's had to have other mugshots, right? I mean, Grand Theft Auto is one of the charges.
I got off that Grand Theft Auto charge. Yeah. Oops.
Made me horny as ever.
Oh, my God. Fired up.
That can't be the...
No, that's
a totally different person.
No.
Let me just get the one. That'd be a shame if that was her over there. Well, that'd be quite a fall.
I don't know.
I mean, then. Oh, do they have other? No, just the same one.
Yeah.
Mm. Lion's Den looks like a decent place, though.
Oh.
I mean, it's not as shady as a lot of the other. It's right next door to an Arby's. I mean, how?
How convenient.
They'll build an Arby's anywhere.
They will.
If you know that.
It's probably right off a highway. Lion's dens are usually right off the highway.
Yeah.
There's so they're like a chain?
Show booth.
They're a huge chain. Yeah. When I was just a young fella in Ohio, that's where I went to get my vagina tube.
The Lion's Den
very nice.
Is the first place I seen the American Challenge at.
Oh, very.
Oh, goodness.
So I was like, whoa, they make them that big, huh?
I wonder if she was using the American Challenge.
I don't know.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been able to lift it.
And then when she would have let go, I think it probably would have stayed in place.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a finger unless that thing is
when she gets out of jail, she's going to drag a Sibian somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm looking for electricity.
I just love the people that like review sex stores online. I just don't like it takes you got balls.
Yeah.
To just go on the Google and be like, love this store. Help me get off.
I like the
upset people.
One star. Oh, yeah. Here's a guy. Kelly was the most horrible person to deal with. She harassed my wife and I around the store. She became extremely confrontational. Never coming back here.
What is a confrontation in an adult store like? Know.
Are you going to buy something? Put down those anal beads.
Maybe you're just touching everything.
That's it. You just get handsy.
Jeremy.
What's the problem?
Jeremy's in Tampa. How you doing?
How's it going? Penis.
So we think that people who have worked in adult stores, they must have seen stuff like this go down. Jeremy? Jeremy, are you there?
Lost the connection?
No, connection's gone.
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Oh my God. Okay.
You tapped him.
I tapped him back to work.
Jeremy, we missed that whole thing.
Yeah, so
your phone did not work.
Go ahead with the story.
Okay, sorry about that. So I was working in a store out of high school, and we didn't have somebody that tried the equipment. I had a kid that came in with like a laptop type deal. And he would go to the DVD section, and he was burning the DVDs.
Pretty smooth move.
The cops questioned him, and he said that he was going to, like, local schools, and he was selling them to kids and stuff. So it was pretty damn weird.
So, wait, he would bring his laptop in and burn the porn DVDs right there?
Take a DVD out of its case, not rent it, put it in, quick burn. 2 minutes later, you got your own copy.
I walked over to him and said, hey, you can't do that. He just, what are you going to do about it? I said, okay, well, I just called the cops. And that was when I put in my 2 weeks. I was like, man, I'm going to work with Dixie. The hell with this.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Jeremy. You have a good day.
It's like, sorry, I'm an entrepreneur in the sexual arts.
That's bold. Just copying movies right there inside the store.
Yep. Yeah.
Super bold. This is another review here for the Lion's Den. Obviously, this got to be fake. This is the only adult store I frequent. The entire staff is informative and attentive to my needs. Store always looks excellent, different. My friends and I love to stop in and look around whenever we have the chance. So friendly.
Yeah,
what else says Alexander Shulman?
Alexander Shulman? What is he?
What's he into?
Looks like that's the only review.
I guess that tells you.
Oh, no, he's got 5 reviews. What else is he reviewing? How can I see? Oh, I go on this here. Oh, he enjoyed the grill and bar of Boca Raton.
He may be the easiest person to...
He's Canadian. He's visiting from Canada. So he loves everything.
Oh, so he's just like, it's the greatest place ever.
He loves the ink spot. Yep. He loves Ace's High Tattoo. He loves this barbershop. Everything's 5 stars.
Yeah.
Everything. Mamma Mia's on the Beach. Loved it.
Alexander's easy to please.
Tacos El Carbon. Best tacos ever. Loves the Lion's Den.
Man. One of his longest reviews is for the Lion's Den.
It really is.
He grabs his buddies and just goes there and they just...
Do you imagine grabbing your buddies?
Where were you guys
going?
Oh,
we're going to Lion's Den. Look at the sexual devices.
All right.
It'll be a fun day.
And then we're going to go to the Boca Raton Grill. I love that place.
It's so good. Went with my girlfriend, looked at one item that had a swing away cover. I needed to read the inside panel and they yelled at me. Then the heifer acted like I opened it.
Jesus Christ. Did you open the swing away dildo?
Did you just open that swing?
That's it. You break it, you buy it.
Thanks for ruining what was supposed to be a fun place.
You guys got any questions about sex toys?
No, we're just kind of looking.
How that feels?
Looking around.
I've used every single toy in this place.
That's an image I'll never get out of my head.
That's right, deep inside me.
Okay, here's what do you take away from this review?
The male assistant manager, I did not get his name, unfortunately. I should have.
but he is the assistant manager, so he was absolutely amazing. He's kind and considerate and very tender with the way he explains some of the toys and the way they're used. But he's also very honest. We will definitely be coming back just because of him.
Jesus, what are you doing?
He's like sort of a bigger girl. Just, he was a sort of hot-looking guy there, and he was nice to me, spoke to me. Spoke to me, and also he told me that those toys work or don't work. That one's a good one, or that one's not that great. So honest.
It sounds like she fell in love with the guy.
Yeah, it sounds like well. It. I'd love to see what that guy looked like.
The assistant manager of the Lions Den.
Yeah, but he's not all that. I'm sure he just thinks he is.
Picture me, but creepier, Lisa. Step it up, you know, my
Jesus
mustache.
Christ, he's
going
bald.
Gorgeous.
People like Great Place to Shop had a blast with my sister. The gentleman who helped us was class. I don't remember his name, but thank you. God, there's some guy just working the bitches there.
Yeah.
Yep. Killing him. He need help with business. This dilda.
Yeah.
Ladies. But she said he's like had a gentle.
Yeah. I mean, wonder this gentle
very
touch.
Very tender. Considerate and very tender.
The way
tender.
She described it, it's like he took his hand and like gently slid it down his cheek.
Let me show you.
A dildo. Huh? Dildo. He knows how to sell a dildo, that guy. He's we should call him. We need him.
We
he's
do.
He's the Lion King.
We're looking for the best dildo salesman.
Nickname Mufasa.
You want to sell radio, kid?
The dildos are too small for me.
Oh, well.
That's just someone with a giant badge. Yeah. Someone said, I or run e-commerce for the largest adult store chain in New England. The funniest thing I've seen is the security video of someone trying to steal a life-size sex doll out the front door before realizing it was tethered to the ground.
Oh,
they tethered it. No!
I've never seen cops try and keep a straight face so hard before.
Oh, man.
Another one said it was a quiet morning. A guy in a suit came in and bought a butt plug the size of a grapefruit.
I've got business to do.
All I'll say is he went into the bathroom and he left the store empty-handed.
Thank you.
Upon checking the trash, he inserted it and left.
I need it in now.
A grapefruit, you guys.
Yeah, it's a
candy massive.
It starts with a girl's pinky. And then and the next thing you know,
sky's the limit.
Yep. You got a grapefruit. Careful what you wish for.
Right.
I guess you better be. But you still can't go into a sex toy store and try out the products, unfortunately.
No.
They don't do that.
No, especially with COVID.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
Shedding.
Watched a guy leave an adult store, get in his car. He gave his girl the bag. She pulled out an anal probe. Then the fight started. Now out of the car, she began to swing the probe around, clocked him upside the head, knocked him out.
Some kind of medieval weapon.
Jesus Christ.
Awesome. Worked it 1 year ago. Guy came in, demanded a refund for his penis enlarger he bought. He said it didn't work. Saw no results.
I'm going to return this because it's bull crap.
I'll take it half price.
How many times you use it?
17.
You really tried.
Nothing like the day when this lady came in.
No, sure. That's crazy.
All right. So as I said earlier, chick fight always sounds fairly hot off the top. Chick fight, Dollar General.
Dollar General, not so much.
Sparks were flying in Hobart, Indiana. Brings it down even further.
Oh, man.
Hobart.
Hobart.
You want to get out of Hobart, don't you? Like, how many people live in Hobart? You got to look up the Hobart facts.
Never heard of it. Hobart, Indiana.
Imagine being sent to Hobart for something.
Oh, they're sending me down to Hobart.
Wow, the best picture they have. It's 29,000 people.
It's more than I thought. We got one beach.
But that's like their...
At Hobart's.
That's the best picture they could find of Hobart right
That's
there.
The best picture there is of Hobart.
Yeah.
Hobart.
So these two women were in a Dollar General in Hobart. Tanchanta Hopkins and big old Julie Ortiz are both facing charges after the brawl, like out of control, caused about $17 worth of
damage. Oh, my God. That's like half the store.
Destroyed the entire end of it.
Oh, my God.
They did destroy a lot, but the funny thing is $300.
Right. Yeah.
That's 300 things.
Yeah.
We've never taken a hit like this at Dollar General.
most of the stuff they have can't even be broken. Like, it's so cheap that it's just like, what are you going to do? Break a spatula?
Well, some of the plates stuff and glasses. And
oh,
stuff.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Some of the stuff is pre-broken. You're right. Others is indestructible lead products.
Right.
So here is a, I'll get to a picture here of the ladies so you can see what they look like. You can check this out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what two ladies brawling inside a Dollar General in Indiana looks like. That was the wrong one there.
You got to go back and recopy.
Yeah, you got to recopy. You're still looking up the guy who's, now thanks for bringing that back up.
Yeah.
The guy whose balls are pulverized.
His balls were destroyed. It's also on the website. You can check that out there. Yeah, so here's the ladies you will see in the Dollar General in Hobart, Indiana.
Holy hell.
Okay.
Jesus. Holy hell.
Definitely the woman in the white shirt one, huh? Look at her.
I don't know.
Female Butterbean?
No. Holy cow. There's a video. I bet we can't listen.
Yeah, we can't listen to it, okay. But you can play it yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Oh, it's worse than I imagined.
I know, right?
I didn't think it could be worse.
It is.
It is. So there, and her ass is out the whole time.
Oh, no. She got on top of Butterbean, and Butterbean's getting up.
Butterbean slipped.
Butterbean didn't win.
That's it. Wear my boxing shoes today, bitch.
Why did I pick her? She's totally lost. Look at her.
She just for 1 second had a good grip on her.
Hold
on. God, just let me up.
Butterbean's getting her asses out again.
Oh, here comes Butterbean. She's to her feet.
She's up, dude.
She moves slow. She's a big chick.
She's large.
But her legs look
small.
Tiny.
Legs,
She's
got them chicken legs.
Oh, boy. She's got a hold.
Wow.
Oh!
That didn't even stop Butterbean. Chokehold, bitch. That's it. Night-night. Good night. Night-night. Learn this from Ted DiBiase himself. Sleeper hold. Just let it go.
Oh, my God.
Don't fight it.
Go to sleep, bitch.
This is the best.
I'm going to give you a DDT in about 2 seconds.
Out the door.
Get out of
here. Oh, wait. She's going to spray her with hand sanitizer.
No, she's just taking it.
Yeah.
One for the road.
Oh, she threw it at her.
No.
I didn't even
they're fizzling out. They can't breathe now.
Wow, that chick's head shaved?
Yeah, she's balding or something.
I think she's,
I think she's just got thinning hair on the top.
She is incredibly overweight, but has the tiniest little stick
legs.
I don't know how they've kept her up.
Upper body.
Yeah,
she's
top
all
heavy.
Upper body.
Very top heavy lady.
Ooh, man.
It's like the cross Butterbean with Humpty Dumpty.
It really has a Humpty Dumpty look.
Don't put her up on a wall.
Oh my God,
she'll have a great fall.
Oh, she put her in a reverse chokehold that she was trained to do. Yeah, I think you're correct on that.
She got about, like, this other girl, the challenger, got in about 15 shots there on
Butterbean. By the
way,
this other girl has squeezed herself into those pants. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
The second she bends down, everything pops right out of them.
Wait till I get up, you bitch. Oh, tripped you, huh?
There she
is. Stick leg.
Her little legs can't get her up.
Don't That's fail me, stick leg.
Once she's fallen, she can't get
All
up.
All right, I'm up.
That's it. Back at it. Thanks for the kiss.
I got these extra big shoes on.
Yeah, very large shoes.
Get a discount on size.
Yeah, well, those are
there's
size,
a moment
I'm
right
sure.
When she gets up, she screams, "You bitch, do you know who you're effing with?"
No, she didn't.
And then
try and bite me.
I wish we could have heard the audio.
I know.
Oh, man.
You can at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's all uncensored and up there.
Yeah. I mean, it's really
night,
like,
night.
It's like the Hulk versus the Hulkbuster.
Anyway, total damages, $300 in Dollar General merchandise lost that day, and but $600 in damage to the store.
Oh, man.
Some of the displays and stuff.
Well, she picked a display up and threw it off of Butterbean, and it just didn't even phase her.
No. Well, Butterbean's K-Swisses or whatever she's wearing aren't even stained.
I know. She does have some sweet K-Swiss on.
K-Swiss.
The back of them extend out.
Boom, bitch!
For extra support.
She threw all that stuff and it just bounced off.
Yeah,
it just
went
flying back.
The display shattered when it hit her.
Fell like a gentle bathe.
This is a jiu-jitsu move I learned from watching a Joe Rogan video.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so both women face charges now. Those Hobart, Indiana women in that Dollar General mess up.
Makes me want to go to Hobart.
Doesn't it? Did she just pull a piece of merchandise out from under her arm?
That's possible.
Well, so, I think something was stuck.
Smoked. Look, maybe her smoked.
Just watch.
Yeah.
What?
She's like,
was that in a roll of fat? Where was that?
I bet she didn't guess I was also trained in the arts of magic.
Oh my god.
But she looked like she pulled a mannequin head out of her side. Now you see it, now you know, bitch. Whatever it wasn't like a little pack of smokes.
Keep your eye on the penguin.
Keep your eye on the penguin.
Yeah.
She pulled something out of a back fat roll.
Oh, my God.
I know Chris Angel and Steven Seagal.
Look, you guys, nothing's in her hands. Nothing's in her hands.
Boom. Where'd it go?
Take that.
One for the road. My pit penguin.
It is some kind of stuffed animal.
Yeah, the skeleton is stuffed animal or something.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm glad you're impressed
they
by me.
Call me the amazing Teresa.
I wonder if it got lodged there when she got hit with that display.
I think it must have been lodged in her like back fat.
Yeah,
it
got stuck in her.
Yes, please. Because it's in her right
Let's
now.
Let's see if we can find out where it was.
It's
between her fingers.
Let's figure out where it came from.
Yeah, because it was on that display. God. Does she have anything stuck to her there?
Look, we see her back.
She gets smoked with.
There it is.
It's on her.
Did you see it?
Yes.
It's on her hair.
It's on my hair bits. There it is. It's hanging. You latched a little stupid stuffed animal on me. I'm going to choke you to death. There's a stuffed animal stuck to me.
And there's a guy there.
Baby, I need to get out. Take it outside, girls. Take it outside.
Let me help you. I'll hold the door open for you.
Dude, she's still got it in her hair.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, you want?
What is this?
Here's some of this. I'll throw it. Boom.
One for the road.
Oh, it's great.
What a ride.
That was incredible. It was an incredible ride.
You know,
you're right.
Dollar General fights. I would sit and watch them all day.
I would never want to go to Hobart.
No.
But if I did... This is what I want to see.
No, it's
That's
great.
Like the Terminator 2 scene where they square off in the mall, except it's in Hobart's Dollar General.
Exactly, yeah. And it's not really in shape, people.
No.
Not at all.
Butterbean got up, though, dude, and then it was...
Oh, you thought you had me. You had me.
I used to do Alaskan cage fights, bitch.
Alaskan
You know
cage
who you're effing with.
I one time bit a deer's throat out. I tattooed my own legs.
Oh. I killed a bear with my bear legs.
Who won then? Like, who won that
fight?
The
draw.
No, Megan won.
K-Swiss won.
Yeah, you saw
one left.
You thought she was down, but no.
No.
Mm-mm.
Down but not out. Down but not out.
Listen.
No, she won that fight.
Butterbean ate those shots from that like it was nothing.
It was felt like a little kiss.
Oh,
amazing. Yeah, Tanchanta lost.
Yeah.
Julie Ortiz won, for sure.
That's great.
You can go check both of them out, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.